It's August. What's happening in the natural world? Here are Steve Jones and Ruth Carol Cushman, co-authors of the Colorado Nature Almanac.
We're in a wet meadow near South Boulder Creek looking for a rare orchid called Ute Lady's Tresses or Spiranthes diluvialis. The tiny white flowers are arranged in a spiral around the stem and look like neatly arranged curls in a lady's hairdo.
The noise you're probably hearing in the background is traffic on US 36.
It's a great story. Bill Jennings, who's an expert on orchids, 20 years ago was traveling from Boulder to Denver on US 36, and there were these green meadows beside the highway, and he saw these little white dots out in the green meadow. And he said, I wonder what those could be. And he went back to the place later and found dozens or possibly hundreds of these Ute Lady's Tresses orchids blooming in these wet meadows. And that was the first discovery of this plant in Boulder County, and it was only about 20 years ago. And it's a federally threatened species, and now this orchid is being used to help manage these tallgrass meadows. This is native tallgrass prairie out here. The grass is growing waist to chest high, and it turns out that without a little grazing or mowing and just the right amounts of moisture, these orchids cannot survive. They just disappear. And historically, that was handled by bison and flooding and fire. So now the City of Boulder Open Space and Mountain Parks Department is using mowing, selective grazing, and just trying to control the water levels in here so that these little beautiful little orchids can flourish.
Well, I'm looking at a Ute Lady's Tresses through a hand lens, and through the lens you can actually see it glisten.
They're just ivory-colored petals, three beautiful orchids. It's amazing to think of all these orchids we have right in our backyard. You know, there are 25 species of wild orchids just in Boulder and Jefferson County alone, but these Ute Lady's Tresses are particularly delicate and gorgeous. And these are growing right on the edge of the tall grasses where it's been mowed. We're looking at maybe two dozen plants right here within 15 feet of us, and some of them are just starting to blossom, and others have these beautiful ivory white blossoms.
On a hot August day, you might prefer to head for the mountains and look for Spiranthes romanzafiana. It looks almost the same as the diluvialis, and it's simply called Lady's Tresses, and it's not rare. I often find them on wet road cuts near tree line, blooming along with white and green bog orchids. Jones Pass is one of my favorite places to look for them, and you might also try up by Arapaho Pass on the 4th of July trail.
Steve Jones and Ruth Carol Cushman are co-authors of the Peterson Field Guide to the North American Prairie and Wild Boulder County.